Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. We've got a jam-packed studio here. Casey Gisclair, Stan Gravois, Brian Kyle, and Joey D pushing the buttons here, getting us on and off the air. We're going to have a wonderful morning. We've got some guests lined up for you today. In 15 minutes, we're going to go to Vanderbilt Catholic, have their baseball coach, G. Cassard, on the line. His team did what a lot of folks thought was the unthinkable. They beat E.D. White, ended their undefeated streak. They scored a 10-1 victory over the Cardinals. They're going to be going into the playoffs with some momentum. We'll have Coach G on to talk about that and more. Then at 10:30, we're going to go to Houma, Louisiana, where we're going to have a young lady on who was touring the globe here recently. That's Randy Brown. She is just off of a stint in Finland where she was averaging 25 points a game. She earned all sorts of accolades, and already folks are wondering, hey, where's Randy going to go and play next? We're going to have her on at 10:30 to talk about that. At 10:45, we're going to have South Lafourche girls basketball coach Rainey Terrebonne on the line. Folks down the bayou know the Lady Tarpons have been unbelievable in girls basketball in the last couple of years. They were very young last year. They're going to be good for the next several years as well. Coach Terrebonne's going to talk to us about some things they're trying to get accomplished in the offseason at 10:45. Then at 11:30, we're going to go to Napoleonville, where we're going to have Assumption boys basketball coach Derek Zush on the line. It's almost the same thing as Coach Terrebonne. Assumption's been really good over the last couple of years. Got a lot of talented players coming back, including Coach Kyle. Don't cringe whenever I tell you this. The reigning district MVP is going to be coming back for Assumption and Jaden Tyler. So we're going to talk to Coach Zush about all that. But, gentlemen, happy early Easter to you all. Hope that your holiday weekends are going well so far. And, Stan, when we last met, it was last Saturday at South Terrebonne, and we were talking about some golf, and Logan McCracken was clinging to, at that time, a one-shot lead. He re-separated and scored a four-shot victory. But I wanted to give kudos to you, as I was talking to some folks with the All-Pro Tour for a story that we ran in our newspaper last week, and they said, look, we do a lot of these stops. I think the woman said something like 14 or 15 tournaments a year in their series. And she said, we love Houma, Louisiana, because the organization, the people, and the partnership with the hospital, she said it's just a win-win situation. She said it was one of the most successful tournaments that they have been a part of in the last several years. So kudos to you all for a job well done.
Would love to take all the credit for that, Casey, but obviously I can't. Tiffany Adams, who is the development coordinator for Mary Bird Perkins at TGMC, did a fabulous job, because this is her first year of doing this. And actually, the tournament was not hosted by TGMC last year. And the tour said, can you guys get back involved since y'all did a really good job? And with Tiffany just taking on the role she did, she said yes, but she said it very cautiously, but she did a wonderful job. And listen, the other thing I have to say about all these events that happen in the spring, half of it is doing a really good job of organization and such. The other half is you got to have good weather.
Oh, yeah.
And they were very lucky for 4 days to have terrific weather for the tournament. And on the fifth day, or I should maybe vice versa, the first day, which was the Pro-Am, that was a beautiful day also. So, again, kudos to everybody who had anything involved with it. And you are right. Those golfers who come in just kind of rave about that stop on the All-Pro Tour, and they really enjoy it. And, again, a successful season.
So I'm going to have to ask you for a favor now.
Okay.
On air. So you're in the pressure cooker here. May 1st, the annual Bayou Region Coaches Crawfish Boil at Terrebonne General Medical Center parking garage at the top. I'm not a coach, but
you're
I am
in.
Hungry.
You're in. You are in, Casey. That's just a way of thanking everybody. I know Brian and them had come a couple of years ago, and obviously it's just a way of saying, guys, your school year's about over. Now, listen, a lot of the high school football coaches might have spring practice earlier that day. But it's a way for the Lafourche and Terrebonne Parish coaches and the CECPs also, those guys who go out and help and give their time to just go up there and have some crawfish and a little camaraderie. And it's not the same, and Brian might want to speak to this a little bit. It used to be where the Louisiana High School Athletic Association would have this big gathering around July 17th, you know, to kind of kick off the year. And that's where whether you were an old coach who couldn't learn anything else at the clinic from talks, or whether you were a young coach who wanted to go see every talk, no matter what sport it was related to in July, it was your way of kicking off the school year. And they don't have, you know, now last year you had to go to like Shreveport, and it was like the week when you got out of school.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what it is this year, but that being said, it's nice to just kind of get together with other coaches sometimes and maybe not an X and O session, maybe just a little camaraderie. And Brian, maybe you could speak more to what they're doing in the summertime with the LHSA.
Yeah, and Stan, you're exactly right. When mid-July, it was like a kickoff where you get all your coaching staff together and you go visit with different coaches from around the area and the state for that fact. And now they moved the clinic to like the first week in June, and they moved it up north to Shreveport. So a lot of people in our area, it's a bad time for them, and we don't go.
Listen, it's expensive also because you got to get your staff up there, and usually the school takes on that cost. Next, you have a big board. There's this big dry erase board. I'll never forget in the, you know, I'm dating myself in the mid-80s. You would always go look and see all the positions that were open. So it was a way to network. And then if you had a new coach on staff, it was a way to bring your new coach with your coaching staff and get a little camaraderie going at the beginning. And that's all kind of like dissipated. Now, listen, some people still go to Shreveport, but, man, that's a haul to go, considering that most of our high schools are in the southern part of the state.
And attendance has been down. When they moved it up north, the attendance went down. So, you know, hopefully they can move it back down to Baton Rouge. It was a good location, and it was a lot of fun. And you had some coaches who bring their entire staff, and they had staff meetings during that time. So it was very productive, and when you get to listen to other coaches throughout the state and learn from them, it's always a benefit.
And we're not trying to take that place. But, again, on May 1st, all you coaches out there who coach in the high schools in Lafourche and Terrebonne Parish, love to have you on the rooftop. We call it the Rooftop Crawfish Ball at the TGMC parking garage. It's a lot of fun. Just real laid back.
And we have a lot of coaches that are listening. So if anybody that is you know, wondering, like, do you have to pre-register or sign up, or do you just kind of show up?
No, you just show up. You show up, and the good folks over at Gulf Coast Orthopedics supply all of the crawfish, so that's a wonderful thing. Percy Mosley, who a lot of people know in the area, cooks jambalaya. He'll have a big jambalaya cook that night. And basically, there is no, how do I say this? There is no taxing on the coaches. It's a way to relax. And you come in your flip-flops and your shorts and your, you know, and your T-shirt, and you have some crawfish, talk a little bit, and go home.
That sounds like a winner to me. And then May 11th, you guys are going to be handing out free physicals for all Terrebonne Parish school student athletes for the next season at H.L. Bourgeois, 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. I think that folks don't realize how big a service that is to the community. That is a wonderful thing.
It is. And to any physician out there who does this throughout the state, kudos to you for doing that. In Lafourche Parish is a little bit different because Lafourche is such a long parish where if you're at South Lafourche, you know, I know Brian and them get the physician into the school itself. In Terrebonne Parish, it's kind of an oval-shaped parish. So what the physician said, whoa, Lord, 30 years ago they actually did this, and kudos goes out to Dickie Haydell for starting this all off. He said, listen, I'll get some docs together. Let's set up a system where they all come in on the same day and get it done. And that's what's going to happen on May 11th. Again, it's a Saturday morning, and it's going to be over at H.L. Bourgeois. It has never been in the 30-year history of this. It's always been at Terrebonne High's gym, and this is both private and public schools because Terrebonne was the central location. Well, there is a turf field being put in back there, and they would run the kids in through the back of the gym, and now you can't because obviously that's all, I guess, condemned is not the word, but it's off limits to the kids. So what they're going to do is this year they're going to do it at H.L. Bourgeois. And just real quickly, Vanderbilt, Terrebonne, and all of their feeder schools go in at 9 o'clock. At 9:30, it's South Terrebonne and Messiah Montessori and all of their feeder schools. And I know you guys just said, Messiah Montessori? Yeah. It's another high school in Terrebonne Parish, folks. And then at the next half hour, you have H.L. Bourgeois and Homa Christian's kids coming in with all of their feeder schools. And then finally, the last schools to come in are, and who did I miss in there? Ellen the Memorial and Covenant Christian come in. So it's very efficient, goes very fast. And if you're in Lafourche Parish and you think, well, wait a minute, that's not for us, or Assumption or St. Mary. Actually, it is. Those docs don't mind. If a kid, we've had, and basically it's because Central Lafourche is right on the border there in Bayou Blue. We have a lot of kids from Central Lafourche who pop in, and they give me the physical, and I'll send it to Shelley. And if one from South ever comes in, I'll send it to Brian. But we'll make sure it gets to the right place. Nonetheless, it's a free service. There is no excuse for a kid not to have a physical.
Yeah, that's awesome. And Coach, I mean, you could speak to that. I know the early part of the or school year, you're going through paperwork and trying to make sure everybody's got their physicals and everything like that. So it's all to be done. I mean, that's an awesome thing.
Yeah, and we do all physicals in July for the next school year, and it's very important for parents out there listening, get the physicals done because they cover the entire school year and through the next summer. So, and it's free.
That's our biggest thing. We asked all the ADs in Terrebonne Parish, would you rather have it in May? Would you rather have it in July? Would you rather have it in December? And they chose May, but there's a little conflict going on. Some do prefer July, quite honestly. I think some of the football coaches who were doing spring football who have new kids out, they were like, no, do it now so that some of these kids. So it's every year we ask what they want, and when they tell us what they want, we try and provide it.
Gentlemen, before we take our first commercial break, I have to brag a little bit. Stan knows what I'm bragging about.
I know
about.
Where he's going with this.
Last Saturday, while Coach Kiley was out boiling some crawfish, Stan and I were talking about the Masters and who we thought was going to win the Masters, and we were talking about my affection for one Eldrick Woods. Tiger won it again, baby.
I thought about
major
you.
Championship.
Man, I was about to text you with this big, long thing of you had me going Saturday morning. Like, I wasn't opposed to Tiger winning, but obviously a couple of weeks ago I said Brooks Koepka, so I said, okay, Brooks. So I'm kind of trying to stick with my guy. And man, you had me tearing up about Tiger last week. And then all of a sudden, Sunday, I'm going for Casey.
Yeah.
I hope that Tiger comes through with it. Boy, the golf courses around the United States this week must be just like heaven to go to, because that's what he does for golf, and he certainly did it last Sunday.
It was crazy to see. And one of the big reasons why, last Saturday I was telling you that I was rooting so heavy was because it feels like now he enjoys being a professional golfer, whereas 10, 15 years ago it was like a grind and it was a struggle. And even though he was uber successful, he wasn't having any fun. To see him make that walk and be greeted by his kids, and then what really got me was when he's then walking to the clubhouse and all the pros are on with their jackets and their hats off. That's just mad respect. That was awesome.
That made a huge difference. And listen, my wife and I watched the very end of it, and right before he won it, obviously, he's focused. And when he was focused, she was like, God, he's so stoic. And it's almost what you just said. Is he having fun? But you can tell when he made that last putt, that's when I went, okay, this guy is human. He does have an emotion that's like really, really fun. And you're right. When those guys were waiting for him, the young guys were waiting for him at the clubhouse, that's when you realize – you know what? This guy is pretty special, and certainly is.
I'll give you 90 seconds, Coach. Rain on my parade.
No. It was nice to see because, and look, I'm for different reasons. I'm just not a Tiger fan, but it was nice to see the emotion he had throughout that day. He was very calm. Then at the very end, when he won it, and the crowd was just cheering and kept cheering for him, and he kind of like threw both fists up in the air to the crowd. And just the emotion, it was good to see, and you got to be happy for it.
They talk about the comeback, and a guy like Bobby Jones, or even other guys in sports history and other sports that had inflicted wounds that were not their own, you kind of pulled for more, and that's what Tiger had to deal with. Because a lot of people are saying, "Wait a minute, everything he did, he brought upon himself." But you know what? When you live that kind of life and you're in a cage from the time you're probably 6, 7 years old, I don't think we ever can imagine what that guy has lived through. And I liken it on a different level. I'm not a huge fan. I like the guy's music, but Michael Jackson, guys like that, they lived in cages their whole lives,
Never had a childhood, never grew up the same way that we did. No.
I would never rain on your parade.
Oh, yeah.
I thought Casey is shedding a tear right now. I actually told my wife, I said, Casey, he was so adamant about Tiger yesterday. He must be just emotionally drained right now.
It was wonderful, and we're very happy that he was able to bring it home. And next thing I was thinking, well, he's got Pebble Beach coming up, and he's got Bethpage coming up. He's wanted both of those places, so he may not be done yet. You're listening to the Sports Corner, brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute with Casey Stan and Coach Kiley. We're going to have G. Cassard out of this break on ESPN 100.3 Radio.
The house, hidden behind the window and the door.
Hey, Rick Charles, but I- Buckhead Mitsubishi's raining cash during the Spring Fest sales event. Drive home in a new 2018 Eclipse Cross and take $4,500 off the MSRP. Or jump into a new 2019 Outlander Sport and take $4,000 off the MSRP. You want a little bit more? How about right now, take $5,000 off the MSRP when you choose a new 2019 Outlander SEL with seating for 7, Apple CarPlay, and leather seats. Now, that's how we roll during the Spring Fest at Buckhead Mitsubishi with $4,500 off Eclipse Cross and $4,000 off new Outlander Sport and $5,000 off new Outlander SEL. Plus, all these new Buckhead Mitsubishi come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. So come save thousands during the Spring Fest sales event only at Buckhead Mitsubishi in Houma or shop online at BuckhamMitsubishi.com. Come see me, people, and remember that shrimp and laughter.
18KT129, MSRP 2438, 2,000 villages, 2,000 factory rebate. Stock number 19T06, MSRP 2328, 3,000 village discount, 1,000 factory rebate. 19T055, MSRP 3910, 3,000 village discount, 2,000 factory rebate. With CCMS to deal for detail. Once exclusive evolution and MIEV, sale and save for 30, 2019.
Hi, I'm Lindy LaRue with Donlin Construction. Are you thinking about starting a new project? Well, if you have an idea, we'll make it happen. Donlin Construction, a state-licensed contractor, offers many services from site work, concrete paving and foundations, to customized office buildings and warehouses. Whatever service you require, Donlin Construction will make it happen. Just call 985-798-7788, Donlin Construction.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Thursdays have lunch with the Sports Hangover at our ESPN Lunch Club as we're live at Vinny's in Metairie, 3217 Ridgelake Drive. Each and every Thursday, we'll do the show live from Vinny's where you can enjoy delicious fresh wraps, burgers, and more. Vinny's is also home to the best happy hour in town, 3 to 7 p.m. every day. And that happy hour includes signature cocktails. Stop in this and every Thursday at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie for the Sports Hangover, 12 to 3 p.m. on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Brett Chesson, a certified athletic trainer and manager of Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that TGMC provides certified athletic trainers to high schools in Terrebonne Parish free of charge? The partnership between TGMC and all 7 high schools in Terrebonne Parish allows student athletes to receive education, prevention, and care measures at school during practices and games. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. TGMC Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
Follow us on Twitter at ESPN Radio NOLA.
Got no reason for the things I've heard. We're having a great morning here. It's the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Casey Gisclair, Stan Gravois, Coach Brian Colley. And to the phone lines we go where we have Vanderbilt baseball coach G. Cassard on the line. Coach Cassard, how you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing today?
We're doing great, brother. It was a very emotional week for your baseball team. Play a senior night ball game against E.D. White, fresh off of a 4-0 defeat against those guys, and you respond in a big way with a 10-1 victory. Talk about the way your team is playing heading into the playoffs.
Yeah, it was a great week, Casey, just like you said. I mean, we played on Tuesday afternoon at their place, and it was everything that we thought it would be. The rivalry between E.D. White and Vanderbilt's always, you know, always at its peak, and then you throw in a couple baseball teams that had a district title on the line and other factors involved, and it was really a great series, competitive on both sides, a lot of emotions, you know, just a lot of intensity. Played Tuesday, and we played really well. We just made a couple mistakes. Shelley didn't get the ball where he wanted to twice, and give those guys credit. You know, Toots hit a 2-run jack late, and then you know, same thing with Walters. He got enough of one to get it out, and DeSandro was really, really good. But we felt really good coming out the game. You know, we had our chances. The kids were still, you know, hey, we're right there. We just, you know, we got to be better offensively. And then obviously going in our place, you know, Wednesday was a great atmosphere. The place was packed. Man, there was so many people at the ballpark, not only people to watch us from our school, but I noticed there were some different schools that were there as well to kind of watch. And we had senior night that night, and Hamner was really good on the mound. You know, got the fastball where we needed him to do. We just felt like if he could command the fastball that night with his secondary stuff, we'd have a shot. And we knew we had to be, more offensive. And we feel like at our place we can, especially when the wind is kind of blowing out, and it did. Boy, we had a couple guys had big nights that we really were counting on. Kobe Dufresne, who signed with Nichols early in the day, talk about a way to cap off a senior night. He had two home runs that were really big at both parts of the game. Two run jack, probably in the third inning, to kind of get us rolling and extend the lead, and then kind of put the final nail in the coffin there at the end. He hits the 3-run jack, and we're up 7-1 to get us to 10-1. And boy, he was big all night. Played well defensively. We had a lot of guys offensively that came through. I think we had 12 hits. The energy in the ballpark was awesome, and the kids were into it, pitch to pitch. And it was very competitive from both sides. I mean, Edie White played great as well.
Gee, from the standpoint of beating a 27-0 team, sharing a district title, going and look the next morning to see the PowerPoint rankings and to see that it's just not quite there to catch De La Salle in the PowerPoint rankings, a little disappointed, because at one time you had told me you actually build up 20 points for a win, and then you get E.D. White's win. So that's a lot of points, and I would have thought that would have been enough, but it wasn't quite enough, right?
No, it wasn't. And it's frustrating, a little bit, just the way the system's set up for Division II. There's teams in our division, because they're Triple-A schools, but they're still in Division II. They can acquire more points than we can for playing the same people. In the end, it got to a point where they were winning. So was everybody else, and we really couldn't. It didn't matter what we did; we couldn't catch up with them. I mean, even if we were to beat, E.D. White twice, we were trying to play Terrebonne on Thursday. That didn't work out, obviously, with the bad weather, and then because of our policy with the school and the diocese that we don't play on Easter weekend, Good Friday, and Easter. So it kind of put a block to us. But I don't even think if we'd have done that, Stan, if we'd have ran the table, because De La Salle still wins their last three ball games, and they were actually going to play today against Archbishop Rummel, but because of some weather issues, the game is canceled, and they're making up a game with Jesuit, for the Catholic League and the district standing. So, from the point, I think something needs to be done, Stan. It's not fair from our point. Everybody, even though we're in different classifications, if we're playing in the same division, you should have the same opportunity to acquire the same amount of points. It's really and if you look at
way too logical, G, that's just too logical, man.
I mean, if you look at all the teams we're looking at at this point, like University High, it's a 3A school, so is St. Charles, so is De La Salle, and I'm sure I'm missing somebody else, maybe Loyola Prep. All those schools are in front of us, and our power points, I think we're 29 something, and everybody else is either 30 to 33. And we've been sitting in that spot for a long time, and we've beaten some quality teams. And, I mean, we're 20 out of our last 22 or something like that, and we haven't been able to move. I mean, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
Coach, barring something unexpected, is going to be De La Salle in the first round. Do you know anything about them? What are some things you got to do well to advance?
We do. Casey, we played those guys week 4 in Shaw's tournament, the Pelican Cup. We played them day 3. So we ended up beating. I mean, it was kind of in that part of the year where we started to turn the momentum a little bit, started to play well, started to figure out who we were. We beat them 8-7 on a Sunday because the weather was bad. So we were actually supposed to play Archbishop Shaw, and because of the times, Archbishop Shaw didn't want to play. So we ended up drawing De La Salle. Look, they're a really good ball club. They have a Friday night arm who has 2 or 3 offers. UNO offered him a bunch of money. Didn't commit. I think Nichols is off in Southeastern. He's going to be an upper 80 guy. He's going to be 85 to 88 with a really good breaking ball. Their secondary arms are good. Defensively, they lost a lot of kids from the year before, so we feel like we match up really good with them. The first night's going to be key, obviously, against their right-hander. If we can just, put the ball in play, stay away from the strikeout, do the little things, we feel like we can put enough pressure on them, to keep that game competitive, and who knows. But the next 2 days with the 2 out of 3, we feel really good because, our arms, we have depth pitching-wise. I think we're a team that can score in different ways. and we've been playing much better defensively. So I like the matchup, and then obviously playing them early in the year is an advantage because we got to see their lineup and we got to see some of their secondary arms. So we're excited. I think it's probably going to take place. Unless something crazy would happen, we're going to be at their place early on. And right now it should be slated for Kersh Rooney on Friday. One on Friday, two on Saturday is what we're looking at right now.
Very good. Hey, listen, all you can expect in life is a few good experiences. I have to share with you. You provided that for me Wednesday. I got to stay in a lot dugout with your son, Cruz, and Hal Bolin. And that is an experience that I will carry with me for the rest of my life. These two guys get on each other's case, high-five each other. They are on cue with everything there. And then when I left out of there in about the fifth inning, I got to stay with the Mr. Gerald Cassard, your father who was there, who obviously has put some miles on his vehicle to follow you guys this year. But it was a great experience. You mentioned a full house. I got to tell you, I have not seen that many people at a ball game at Vanderbilt Catholic except for a state championship against, I think it was Westlake in the late 90s. So kudos to what's going on there and for the following that you got that night.
Yeah, it was awesome, Stan. And look, those guys, Hal and Cruz, they're a big part, too, with the atmosphere in the ballpark. They do a good job with, you know, Hal does a great job with all his little drop-ins, whether it's, you know, Get You Some or Cool Pop or, you know, the music, everything that goes on. It's such a team effort, you know, with the administration and obviously all the guys that put on a baseball game, and everybody at our program is so supportive and you know, the things that we've done to make the ballpark more attractive. It was an awesome night, and usually I can't tell. I'll usually ask Cruz or ask, you know, my wife if the crowd was pretty good that night, but you could tell. I mean, it was fans were jam packed, and then as you were going down the third baseline, it was three and four deep. It was, you know, kids hanging over the left field wall. It was an awesome atmosphere, and man, we sure loved playing in it that night, and it definitely helped, you know, us perform the way we played that night. So we thank everybody that came out.
Well, my friend, have a great Easter and good luck against De La Salle.
Appreciate it, guys. Once again, thank you guys for all that you do. And anytime y'all need anything, let us know.
Absolutely, my friend. That is Vanderbilt baseball coach G. Cassard, and he is right in that they do a wonderful job presenting the game to the audience, all the little things, the intro music and the, you know, the noises and sounds after foul balls, and they do it. They do it like a college program would do it, and it does make a difference when you're there.
Well, Cruz is like 13 going on 33. That's the only way I can describe the kid. He is going to be in sports management in college, and I'm not saying he may be.
Will be. There's no doubt.
And he is going to run a Major League Baseball team one day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I think is going to happen with the kid. But you ride the it's fun to go to high school events because obviously high school is what I enjoy, and to look around and see people smiling. We had that same thing last Saturday for the South Lafourche, South Terrebonne mm-hmm. game, too. And it was just, you looked around and the weather was beautiful and everybody was smiling, and it was a good high school baseball game. And I really hope that the general public out there goes out and support these kids on the high school level in any sport. But when the weather is good, you can't beat baseball / softball on a nice afternoon. Of course, it's a little chilly. Brian and I were talking about that coming in this morning. But nonetheless, weather's still great.
And getting back with Cruz, he knows what's going on. He knows the game. He knows every umpire that walks in.
Yes.
He's Moneyball. If you ever saw the movie Moneyball, he might be one of those guys who's into analytics when it's all over with, too, understanding all of that. So, yeah, he's a fun kid. And that was a great article that you did on him, Casey.
Sure. The thing that's interesting is the best of three, the strategy that goes into that. You know, he's already talking about how they got a great arm here. And I love playoff high school baseball because there's so much strategy, because in basketball, okay, you may play somebody once and then, you know, it's over with after that. But imagine, Coach, if you had to then play that same team again the next day, the adjustments and all the different things. I love that about the high school baseball playoffs.
But here's what's not square about that whole thing. So let's talk about him. He's playing De La Salle. Mm-hmm. He understands that. He understands they have one arm on that team that might be. So he's got all the strategy going into it. If you're playing 4A, which is the regular classification, you have one game.
Yeah.
So you might be playing a team that's 11-20. So they're way under 500. But 11 of those wins came from this one kid who can chunk it. So now you have guys like Steve Barber at South Terrebonne and Coach Guidros at South Lafourche who are going, "Ooh, I got to look at this real close and see what arm they have, because it could be one and done for you." So, There's no comparing apples to oranges in any of this. Even within the PowerPoint rankings in Division II, there's no comparing apples and oranges.
Yeah, that PowerPoint needs to be looked at. That is just ridiculous. I mean, you get a big win like this and you can't move up and you're stuck in that one slot.
And for people out there who are like, wait a minute, I don't quite understand what y'all are saying. In its simplest terms, Vanderbilt Catholic can play a baseball schedule and De La Salle could play a baseball schedule. And they could play the same exact teams and lose and win to the same exact schools. And Destrehan's going to get a lot more power points because they were categorized as a AAA team, yeah, as opposed to Vanderbilt being a 4A team. Yet they play in the same bracket for a state championship. So it is kind of strange.
Yeah, I don't think that that's right, and I think that there should be a way to level that out. But again, as you said during the interview, maybe that would make just a little bit too much sense. You're listening to the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Out of this break, we're going to talk to Randy Brown, who's fresh off of a successful basketball stint in Finland, right here on ESPN 100.3 Radio.
When love runs high in this time.
Feely's Tire Service is your one-stop-shop auto repair center. Their goal is to satisfy customer needs that walk through the door with their selection of Cooper, Mastercraft, and Toyo tires. Feely's Tire Service will treat your ride like their ride. So for auto repairs, from oil changes, brake repairs, Feely's Tire Service is your complete auto repair shop. Visit them online at feelystireservice.com or check them out on Facebook.
Your life is mobile. So is your bank. As a State Bank and Trust Company account holder, you can check your balances, view transactions, transfer funds, and pay bills anywhere or anytime with State Bank and Trust Company's online banking or mobility app. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company, Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
Hello, it's me, the designer jeans in your closet. The back of your closet. What am I doing here? Would you keep caviar in the back of your fridge with the ketchup and old milk? Yeah, I don't think so. So, what happened to us? I mean, have you seen my label? I used to summer in the Hamptons, and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Sure, I never really fit you quite right, and one of my pockets is so small you can't even squeeze your hand into it. But it's all about the look. And I look good. I need to get back out on the scene so I can be seen. You know, going to fancy parties, getting expensive iced coffees, Sunday fun days, okay? So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create new jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Medications can be scary sometimes, but necessary for our health and well-being. Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy's staff are trained in finding you the lowest cost available on your medications. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options. Patients who take their medications as prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
From the preps to the pros, we cover it all. ESPN New Orleans.
Oh, I, Smokey Joe's Cafe. Oh, I, Smokey Joe's Cafe.
One day while I was. Yeah, I'm usually in tune with what you're playing. Stan, you're going to have to fill me in. What is this here?
You got to be kidding me. I don't have a clue.
Okay. Joe.
I just lost my spot on the trivia team because Joey got me on that one.
Smokey Joe.
We're going to get Joey to fill us in during the next commercial break. You're listening to the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Casey Gisclair, Stan Grovall, Coach Brian Colley. And now we go to the phone lines where we have Miss Randy Brown on the line. She is fresh off of a stint in Finland where she was doing some wonderful things. So, Randy, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Randy, you just got back from Finland, I believe, on Tuesday of this past week. I was following on social media and talking a little bit with you while you were there. It was an unbelievable experience, and you played really, really well. Talk about how things went overseas for you.
Yeah, it was a little bit to get adjusted to, but for the most part, everything went really well, and we ended up getting the bronze medal in the playoffs, so it wasn't too bad. You know, the weather and everything was a little bit to get adjusted to, but for the most part, I really enjoyed my time there.
Is it a different style of basketball, Randy? Is it something that you had to get used to, or is basketball just basketball?
It's a little different. The physicality is definitely different. They don't call as many fouls there as they call here. And just some rules that they have is a little different, so I wasn't used to that. But eventually I got used to it.
Randy, I remember right before you left, we had you on, and you were saying that one of the things you had to prove was that you could be that pure point guard. Because in college, you were kind of a combo guard, and in the pros, they were looking for you to be more of the distributor type of thing. Well, it looks like you dwarfed back into that combo guard at the next level. You were averaging more than 20 points a game. Did it just kind of come naturally to your scoring? Was that's just what you do well on a basketball floor?
Yeah, I was actually looking to be a point guard, but when I actually got there, they didn't want me to be in the point guard role as much. So it was kind of a relief for me, but, you know, I still had games when I would have, like, 6 or 7 assists. So I feel like me seeing the court got a lot better, and just getting my teammates involved got a lot better.
I saw just recently, I was looking through UNO's site, and it's kind of neat because you kind of set the trend of having kids from this area there, D. Thomas and the Bruce girl from South Lafourche there. Do you still have ties to UNO with Coach Davenport and still talk to those guys in that area?
Yes, I still talk to them often. They would check on me often when I was in Finland, Coach Davenport and Coach English, you know. And I was just actually up there the Thursday. And, yeah, I actually got the chance to play with Dee Thompson. She's a great player, you know. Being in practice with her, she really pushed me a lot my senior year. And I didn't get the chance to play with Trey or Bruce, but I saw she did really well her first year there. So I definitely wish them continued success while they're at UNO.
Randy, we'd be remiss if we didn't ask you this, is that you're from Louisiana and you experienced some sort of cold weather here, but not anything compared to Finland. What was the coldest it got there, and how did you adjust to that climate?
Their weather is in Celsius, so the coldest I've experienced is like -10, -11.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah, and it started getting cold earlier there. They have all 4 seasons, so I literally watched the leaves change from yellow, green, and orange to just ice and snow everywhere. And when I first got there, and it was maybe like 30 or 40 degrees, and I'm like, yo, it is cold. And like, it's not even cold yet. It's going to get colder than this. I'm like, I'm from South Louisiana. Like, I've seen it snow 2 times my whole life, and I've been there my whole life. So it was definitely some adjusting to get used to, because there, every time you leave the house, you have to have sweatpants on, a hoodie or a jacket. And even when I would have a hoodie or a jacket on when I first got there, they were like, Randy, where's your jacket? I'm like, I have one on. Like, what are you talking about? They're like, no, that's not a jacket. You're still going to be cold. Like, when they say jacket, they mean coat, like big coat. And that was just something to get used to. And then I got home, and I was talking to my dad yesterday, and he was like, you're not cold. And the wind was blowing, and it was like 60 degrees. He's like, you're not cold. I was like, Dad, I just left somewhere where it's 20 degrees almost every day. Like, this weather is perfect for me right now. So it was definitely some getting used to. But eventually I adjusted, and it was crazy. Like, it was snow, and then it would stop snowing around the time where it's getting the spring. I got back this week, and last week, the week before last week, it started snowing again, and it was like 20 centimeters of snow, and I was like, this is crazy, in April. So, you know, it was definitely some adjustment. some adjustments to be made, but eventually, you know, I made the adjustments that I needed to make, and it wasn't so bad.
Another guy from the area, Gibby Talbot, actually played in Finland, and when I was speaking with him, he said they also play a lot of, and this may be just with the men, so I'm asking you from the women's perspective, a type of three-on-three basketball. Does that happen with the women?
Yeah, they actually do that a lot in the summer. Yeah, me and Gibby were pretty cool, and we actually played against the women's team for the team he played on, because we were in their women's team was in the same league as us. So, and we play every team three times, so we had to go there two times. So he actually got to watch me play twice when I was there, and then they played our men's team in our preseason game, and I got to watch him play. So that was really cool. But and they're always like, how do you know him? And I'm like, we're both in the same place. He was like, really? How'd that happen? And I was like, he's just a small world. But yeah, the 3-on-3, they have a lot of 3-on-3 tournaments during the summer, but just 3-on-3 in general, especially in practice, what we would do 3-on-3 a lot. And, you know, that was another thing to get adjusted to practice. Practice there is really different. It wasn't like a lot of drills when we get into practice, and we're like, play for an hour and a half straight, like 2-on-2, 3-on-3, 4-on-4, 5-on-5, full court. We're just playing games, like pick up all, like the whole practice. Now, of course, when our play is as organized, but it's like I know something I had to get used to because of college, you know, you would do your drills and you would do all of that other stuff. And then here, it's just like, no, we straight into playing. So that was something to get adjusted to as well.
Randy, you know, one of the most amazing things that I've been keeping track of over the last couple of months is you had put on Facebook or Instagram, you know, hey, scored 24 points, we got the win, and then just the hundreds of likes and comments from the people back home who were rooting you on throughout the way. You had to feel the power of these local folks while you were all across the pond, didn't you?
Yeah, it was amazing, man. Just the messages I would get, people constantly checking on me. Casey was somebody that was checking on me a lot. And my mom, my dad, family, everyone that was just constantly checking on me, making sure I was okay, and then telling me good luck. You know, it meant a lot just to keep me going because, you know, that was my first time being out of the country, my first time being that far from home. So it was definitely hard being that far away from home for that long. But, you know, the support definitely helped. So I really appreciate all the support that they gave me while I was gone.
If I had to guess, seeing your mommy, little brother, and your dad and all that for the first time back, that had to be pretty awesome earlier this week, huh?
Yes, I actually surprised my mom at work Wednesday morning. Miss Carla Feasy, Mr. Mike Feasy's wife, that works that owns VCM out here. She helped me put something together to surprise my mom, and my mom, she was very surprised, and she cried and everything like that, because I actually told her I was coming home Thursday, so she didn't know I was coming home. Where am I, Dad? I told them I was coming home Thursday and not Tuesday, so they saw me, and they were surprised, so that was really big, and it meant a lot that I could do that, so.
Awesome. Well, look, Randy, have a happy Easter, and tell everybody in the family that I said hello, all right?
All right. Happy Easter to you as well.
That's Randy Brown, home of professional basketball players. She is doing wonderful things. Her next gig is going to be even bigger and better than the last one. She went straight out of college to Finland and averaged 25 points a game. That is unbelievable playing for a young lady.
Listen, you've always heard about her, and you've always kind of from afar saw what she did and understood that she could do it. It's a shame because not only her, D. Thomas and Talia Bruce out there, we kind of lose sight of them because they're at UNO, and obviously we have our eyes on Nichols a little bit, so we lose sight of them. But there are some people doing some wonderful things, and none actually better than her. I can't think of, besides, obviously, Teresa Plaisance, anybody from my area who has kind of gone on to do what she's done and being in Finland. And it sounds like she's got a bright future. It doesn't sound like it's going to come to an end.
Speaking of women's basketball, I'd be remiss if I did not congratulate our buddy Justin Payne, former Nichols women's assistant coach, now the head women's basketball coach at Georgia Southwestern. Kudos to you, Coach Payne. I know he had a hard time grappling with that decision to leave Nichols. He's going to do great things out there. He's a wonderful recruiter. He knows his X's and O's, and finally he's got an opportunity to run his own program.
Yeah, and well-deserved. If you went and watched Lady Colonels play in the last couple of years, he had a major part in that program, and it's well-deserved. And
you just broke news to me. I really didn't realize that, and only met him one time, and we were out there actually interviewing Larry Wilson, great Larry Wilson from the past, and he's the guy who set it all up, and he was so nice. And I know he and Coach Plaisance have a great relationship. So, yeah, that's a huge loss to Nichols.
Yeah, they're going to have to try to find another assistant that'll do some recruiting for them. I'm sure Coach Doobie will be on top of that in the next couple of weeks. You're listening to the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. When we get out of this commercial break, we're going to have South Bush girls basketball coach Rainey Terrebonne on the line on ESPN 100.3 Radio.
It's the spring salesman at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat in Houma. Stop in and check out all the new ways the 2018 Chrysler Pacifica Touring L is outshining and outclassing the competition. The 2018 Pacifica Touring L is the most technology-advanced minivan in its class, and it's now $81.99 off MSRP. Visit us at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat at 6161 West Park Avenue in Houma. WAC excludes TTNL. CCAP bonus must finance with Chrysler Financial. Non-prime must have Beacon score 620 or less. LD truck owner loyalty must own an LD pickup.
Keep your business on the cutting edge with electrical supplies from Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. Bayou Black Electric Supplies has marine, oil field, and industrial electrical supplies. They have products ranging from marine, cable, lightning, and lots more, including Eaton Electrical. Many items for any project or repair. Count on superior service and lightning fast delivery. Bayou Black Electric Supply is your local electric connection, a division of Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Highway 311 in Houma.
As a leader in sanitation for the oil and gas industry, Joe's Septic Contractors caters to all field clients offering vacuum truck service for the offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Joe's Septic Contractors offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings. Call Joe's Septic Contractors today at 985-632-5592 or visit our website at www.joeseptic.com.
Hi, I'm Brittany LaBeouf, a certified athletic trainer for Terrebonne General Medical Center's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that we've given over 4,000 baseline concussion tests to student athletes in Terrebonne Parish at no charge? A baseline concussion test allows the athlete to get back to their sport in the safest manner possible. TGMC's certified athletic trainers supervise the return-to-play protocol at each high school once the physician releases the athlete back to activity. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
Houma Credit can help with those unexpected needs for cash when you least expect it, or for home improvements or anything else you need. They have loans $300 and up. They offer fast, friendly service and payments to fit your budget. Plus, they even accept phone applications. The folks at Houma Credit have up to 30 years' experience, and they're locally owned and operated. Call 223-1085 or look them up on Facebook.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg. Keep it on 100.3 FM, your 24-hour sports station.
ESPN. 21 drums on a whole bass horn, and somebody beating on a ding-dong. Come on over, baby. Whole lot of shaking going on.
And welcome back to the Sports Corner here. Presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute, Casey Gisclair, Stan Gravois, Coach Brian Colley. We go to the phone lines now where we have South Lafourche girls basketball coach Rainey Terrebonne on the line. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
We're just talking off the air about the great season you all had. It was a great ride for the Lady Tarpons. Now how do you build on that? What are some things you're looking to get accomplished here in the off season?
Well, we just have to work hard, fix some things that maybe didn't go right in that last game and, you know, in the season. Girls have been working out really hard. They've been shooting around and, you know, just ready to get started for next season.
Rainey, I'm going to go back to last season just a little bit. And I know, and it's kind of become the theme of our show today where we're talking about PowerPoint rankings. But here's the deal. Quite honestly, you go out and you beat South Terrebonne. And then, you know, PowerPoint rankings work where you're not exactly you know, above them. And when you look at district, it would be different. Because if you go back 20 years ago, even if, say, Ellendale wins a district and you're in second place, you're going to get a better seed in the bracket. You're going to be in a better situation. But now with PowerPoint rankings, it's almost like you have to be some kind of mad scientist to figure it all out. So I guess in a nutshell, my question is, have you figured it all out? Or is it something you're going to look at a little bit more in-depth scheduling for next year?
Well, with the power ranking system, the way it changed this year, it was kind of hard to figure out how you were going to, you know, play teams. And in our situation, we just didn't know what our team would be like. You know, with the talent that we lost the season before, it was kind of hard to make a schedule because, I mean, I didn't want to schedule teams where we get blown out every night. That's just not good, you know, for your team. And I just didn't know. So I made our schedule, and a lot of the teams we played, we ended up playing twice. We play them during the week and play them again in a tournament, and that kind of shot ourselves in the foot. The old 5A district that we used to be in, I think we played everybody in the district. So when they started district, it was, you know, only one team could win. So that was kind of hard. So those are things that I looked at when I made our schedule for next season. But, I mean, it happened the year before. We lost to Ellendale in district, and we ended up number two in the state, and Ellendale, I think, was like 8 or 9. It's just the teams you play and how it falls, you know?
Yeah.
Coach, you talked about just a minute ago all the turnover that you had going before last season. Well, now entering into this coming season, it's not the same animals. You got a lot of returnees. You lost some seniors as well. But you've got 3-4 starters back. You've got something like 8 or 9 players who have had varsity time back. It's got to be a little bit more of a comforting feeling this offseason, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Definitely it is. You know, we know what we have to work with and be able to work hard to get to where we want to be at the end of next season. And, you know, that's what we said. This year we were a young team. And to say next year, we'll still be young. We'll only have 2 seniors on our team. But I think the girls got a taste of what it was like to make that run, and I think they're hungry to want to go further next year.
Coach, what are some of your plans this summer coming up as far as team camps and things?
We're going to be going to a team camp in South Carolina, I think, like the second week of June, and just working out and getting ready. That's the only team camp that we're doing. But we're going to spend a lot more time in the gym, you know, working on things and stuff like that.
Coach, you said last year that one of the big things you wanted to work on was getting physically stronger because you felt like at times Ellendale and some of those other teams would bully you. You took on Salmon last year in the playoffs, and that's a game that 2 or 3 years ago we would have bowed to that physicality, but we didn't. We won that game. Just talk about the emphasis on getting stronger and trying to be able to handle that contact a little bit better.
Well, we have some plans with Peak, our local gym, that they're going to continue working out with our girls that they did this year. We hit the weight room hard this year. That we've gone to the weight room before, but maybe not hit it as hard as we did here in the conditioning aspect of things that we've done, and we're going to start that this summer. Last year, we didn't start it until school started, and, I mean, I think it made a difference in our season. So to be able to get that going during the summer to bring into our preseason, I think it's gonna help us out.
And you have an unbelievably gifted point guard coming back, Michaela Bynum. She's going to be a senior this coming year. Just talk about the luxury of knowing that you're going to be able to get in and out of your offense every time and just having that type of leadership on the floor.
Oh, yeah, Mac's great. I mean, she works hard. She, you know, runs our offense smoothly, and that's a good thing to have her coming back. And, you know, to have Madison Ryan behind her to be able to learn from Mac, and, you know, it's only going to help us out this season and in the future, because if Mac's running hot for the 3-point line, we can run Madison as a to get Mac open, just kind of like we did with Trey and Mac, you know, two years ago. So I think it's going to be good for us having Mac back and, you know, the younger girls behind her.
Coach, sounds like a winner. Thanks so much for the time, and have a happy Easter.
Oh, no problem. Thank y'all.
That is Coach Randy Cherubone with the South Fouche girls basketball team. Y'all, they turned a lot of heads because, heck, you were hearing the chatter, and everyone around the community was hearing the chatter of Well, there's no Bruce, there's no Nelson, there's no Messer, there's no cure-all twins, there's no playoff push. Well, guess what? There was still a playoff push. They made it to the quarterfinals and lost to, I believe, team ended up being the Benton. State runner-up. So.
Benton, yeah. And that Benton was the bracket killer on that side for all of our local teams. I will say this, you know, early in the year, whenever we do that, the media day for basketball, Rainey always sounds optimistic. I don't, you know, I'm not saying she didn't sound optimistic, but she also had a little bit of in her voice of, hey, wait, listen, we're going to be young. So I'm sure she was happy. I think, you know, a big game early on was H.L. Bourgeois was very talented with a lot of really good girls, and South Lafourche just went and handled them about the third game of the year. And that's when everybody said, uh-oh, South Lafourche is not going anywhere. They're going to be okay. And I think that was a big game going forward, you know, for the Lady Tarpons.
And a game right after that that Coach and I called. I mean, we talked about the physicality with Coach Terrebonne. They played Hanville at home. That was a football game. The teams were pushing and shoving and elbowing, and Lady Tarpons won that game 46-35. That's a game that they would have been uncomfortable playing that style of game in years past. And I think winning that game against a rugby team, quite frankly, was very big for their confidence.
Yeah, they definitely showed how they were much more physical this year and prepared for it. And I think one positive thing is they played a ton of freshmen throughout this year in some tight situations, and they grew up and they got some big-time minutes. And that's going to prove well for them next year because these freshmen grew up. And when they came in, they didn't lose much. And I just think next year a lot of teams are going to look out for the Lady Tarpons because they have a lot of experience coming back. Only two seniors, but a lot of playing experience that's coming back.
One of the freshmen, Ava Petra, was honorable mention All-State in Class 4A. So you're doing things well whenever you're ninth grade earning that honor.
Yeah, you better guard her. You cannot leave her open.
No.
She can knock down those threes.
So Coach Terrebonne and the Lady Tarpons are going to be trying to continue to push forward. And one of the things in that district that's interesting is they have a lot of the experience coming back, but not very many other teams in the district have any experience coming back. So at least on paper, it's setting up nicely for South Florida.
It cycles.
Yeah, and I have a feeling we'll be talking about this at the end of the season, the PowerPoints again, because it's the potential's there for the PowerPoint system to hurt the Lady Tarpons this year.
Especially
this
in two
year.
Rounds of district play, having to play those that same schedule twice, that is something to keep an eye on.
So you guys, boys and girls, will play in two rounds this upcoming year.
Correct.
Very good.
So that is going to be something we're going to be following throughout the next sports cycle. Man, it's crazy to believe that we're already almost into summer and going to be getting ready for football and all that good stuff. But let's take a quick commercial break when we get back. There was big news in Baton Rouge this past week. Joe Oliva is no more at LSU. And the Tigers have a new athletic director. We're going to tell you about him and some things that we are expecting to see from him in the next segment. It's the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute on ESPN 100.3 Radio.
The house will rock from now till Sunday night.
Handles wrongful death cases that require an experienced personal injury lawyer. These cases involve severe injustices like police, prison violence, or accidental death cases. You need an expert legal team to help you recover lost wages, funeral expenses, and other damages. Some lawyers may overlook many details, from 18-wheeler accidents to chemical plant explosions. The Gadry Law Group helps their clients receive the compensation they deserve. Get Gadry and get results. Call 985-223-4400 or check them out on Facebook.
It takes special skills to be a Daikin Comfort Pro. Let's listen in as he senses an old, inefficient system's imminent demise.
So costly. Tormented by an ongoing battle over the thermostat. Its days are numbered.
You got all that by waving your hand in the air in our living room?
Get to know your local Daikin Comfort Pro.
Car Rescue Wayne's Air and Heat. Rescuing you from the heat and cold and saving you from high prices. Call 985-532-6640.
You have a pest control problem? Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies has an experienced staff that can guide you with the products to use yourself for your home or business. They carry a full line of professional products for termites, mosquitoes, ants, wasps, fleas, bed bugs, mice and rats, or any other pest control needs you may have. That's Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies. Call 985-475-3314. That's Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies.
At Thibodeau Regional, we're proud to announce we've received Health Grades 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. Once more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms two things: our commitment to quality and your satisfaction, both very important when it comes to your family's health care. Thibodeau Regional, once again recognized by Health Grades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodeau.com.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. Their prices are direct from the airlines, and they're so low you can't find these fares published anywhere. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and great package deals anywhere around the world. Wherever you want to go, they can help you get there cheaply and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call right now for the lowest travel prices anywhere and for great last-minute travel deals, too. Call right now. 800-708-3091. 800-708-3091. 800-708-3091. That's 800-708-3091.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
Back to the Sports Corner, presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Casey Gisclair, Stan Gravois, and Coach Brian Colley. And gentlemen, I was thinking of you all both last week as we saw the news first in Baton Rouge that Will Wade was reinstated as the LSU men's basketball coach. And then second, just a couple days later, the announcement that, you know, it really wasn't a very well-kept secret, because the day prior to the announcement, Twitter was abuzz saying that this was going to happen, which was that Joe Oliva stepping down as the LSU athletic director. And the first instinct that I had was, I'm an LSU grad, and I love the school, and I just didn't like a lot of the direction that had been happening in the last couple of years. So, I mean, on one hand, you don't want to see anybody lose their job, but on the other hand, they're saying that he's retiring and staying in the school as a fundraising role and everything like that. But then the news comes out just a couple of hours later, literally a couple of hours later, that LSU had already had a replacement. Scott Woodward is going to come in from Texas A&M. And then you're starting to wonder, well, maybe this was something that has been in the works for a long time, because I don't know that if, you know, this was just a wake up, roll out of bed and say, okay, we're going to get rid of Joe and get Scott Woodward. It feels like something that's been in the works here for quite some time, that LSU was able to execute this so quickly.
I can't imagine how it went down. Even going back to Coach Wade being reinstated, I wondered if this was all in play when that was going down, even as far back as that. And then it sounds like the more you hear about Scott Woodward, he just loves Baton Rouge. He loves Louisiana. He's an LSU guy. And like, okay, so they got rid of him. Hey, I'm interested. Was it that easy? So I don't know that we'll ever know all the ins and outs. I mentioned this a couple of times on the show. For Coach O'Day a couple of years ago, I was fortunate enough to sit with Joe Oliva for a little while. And as a human being, as a man, he was a very nice man, very impressed with this area, very appreciative of a lot of things. But you're right, there are some things that have happened in his tenure there that make you kind of scratch your head. That being said, we can't feel too sorry for him, because the guy's all right. I mean, he's still in the department. He's still making a lot of money and he's still going forward. But you have, no matter how this all went down, you would have to be impressed with Mr. Woodward, just from the standpoint of the facilities at Texas A&M probably have all the money they want dumped on it. His salary probably was going to be a lot higher at Texas A&M in the long run. And for him to come back home really shows that he's a hometown guy and he wants to be here. So you can't be that. And listen, he's in a no-lose situation. If you're a coach out there and you take over after somebody who was dismal and just had a horrible record, you're pretty much, you're in good shape. And that's how he's coming in. There was a guy who wasn't liked, and he's going to be beloved. So every decision he makes, I think at least for a couple of years, he's going to have one heck of a honeymoon period.
People from Louisiana love people from Louisiana. And I think the fact that he is an LSU guy is going to endear him. And then another thing, Coach, that a lot of folks are looking at, when he wants a big fish, he goes get him. He hired Jimbo Fisher at Texas A&M. He hired Buzz Williams at Texas A&M. So big role of an athletic director at the college level is when a coach leaves, you got to replace him with someone. He's proven the ability to go and get the big latest and greatest and hottest hires in whatever sport that it is that he's chasing.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Look at his last two hires at A&M before he left. I mean, that's big-time hires. And LSU now has an LSU guy running their athletic department. They have an LSU guy and Coach O as their head football coach.
So for you guys, what coaches on staff at LSU, any sport, what coaches on staff at LSU, now that Woodward is the AD, need to be on alert, so to speak?
Well, I know what Casey's going to say.
Well, I'll tell you this. He's not going to be on the hot seat right away. I think Paul Maneri should get looked at. LSU baseball's kind of down. But the obvious answer, in my opinion, is Nikki Fargus with women's basketball.
I think when people look at everything related to Oliva, when it comes right down to it, when you make your list, and it may have been something people weren't thinking about, it may be the top thing in my book. You know, I know there were a lot of other things that were more, you know, glamorous to look at, but boy, Nikki Fargus, I'm still trying to figure that one out.
And she got an extension 12 months ago. That's the craziest part of it.
And she be the first one going? It wouldn't surprise me in the next couple of months if he comes in, makes a big statement, and hire some big-time coach to coach the women's basketball team.
Now, reverse, in my opinion, is reverse of what a lot of people in our area might be saying. Hey, what's going to happen to Coach O with this? Does it change his status at LSU? I think it enhances it. I think it's a deal well. Now, don't get me wrong. You got to win. It doesn't matter where you're from. Yeah. You're going to have to do what you got to do. But I think from the standpoint of this guy coming in here and understanding that that's our coach, and Coach O, quite honestly, has been successful, I don't see anything related to football that's going to be a big deal going forward.
You know, one of the things that makes Coach Ogeron beneficial to LSU athletics right now, besides for the passion and the love and everything, is he's cheap. He's making $4 million a year and giving you the results of a $6 or $7 million a year coach winning 9 or 10 games. That helps because that allows you to spend money in other places. And until he really signs that big deal, which I don't know if that's ever going to happen, I think that that gives him a little bit more leeway in and of itself.
Well, the other thing that I find kind of interesting, and we're getting off of Woodward a little bit more towards football, is just in, you know, earlier in the week, got the good fortune of talking with Mike Dottiglia, and he mentioned there are like four guys that are going to go early in this draft from Louisiana that in the Les Miles days we didn't have. So when we're going to see going forward, maybe next year and the year after, the guys who come out of LSU into the draft, it's going to be big because you got the kid who's at Miami, the Willis kid, who's going to be a high draft choice. You got a kid who went to Notre Dame who didn't even really get a sniff from LSU along the way. You got Ferguson, the kid who was at Louisiana Tech. And when you look at those things, you realize that football in its entirety of Louisiana has to have the best going to LSU. And we're going to know that maybe starting next year and the year after, the dividends that the recruiting process for Coach Ogeron and how it pays off going forward, how that's going to be. But there are some things that Les Miles did that weren't. So, again, you know, Coach O's doing some good things there. So
let me ask you guys this now. Talk a little bit about basketball. LSU had an ungodly number of guys declare for the draft, guys that are not even going to get considered for getting picked. Do you think now that Coach Wade is back, look, they've changed college basketball rules. Even if you hire an agent, you could still come back if you pull your name out before the draft. I have to think that a lot of that exodus is now going to retreat back to Baton Rouge now that Coach Wade is back in the fray.
I think of the five, two will. I don't think three others will. And I think the one that is going to be the most interesting just to keep an eye on with all of this quote-unquote scandal would be Javonte Smart.
Yeah.
And I think he's gone. I think the thing that scares me about that, so here's the negative side of all of that. All of these guys who have declared, it kind of scares me knowing that some of them, as you mentioned, Casey, are not even going to get a sniff, really, is that are they thinking, hey, some things are going to happen to our program in the future and I don't want to be around when it happens, and that's the kind of scary side of it. But I would have to assume that the brass at LSU did their homework in allowing Coach Wade to come back. So in a nutshell, I think it's going to be two of the five that are going to maybe come back.
Well, let's see in the next couple of days what's going to happen with this new AD coming in. Will he move on the Will Wade situation? Aliva brought him back. Will he move on it and say, well, no, we getting rid of you? And let's see. Cause personally, I think they should. I think they need to move on from Will Wade with the situation that he's in and maybe get a fresh start, and we'll see. But I also think that these people are putting like a little ploy in for we're going to the NBA to get our coach back.
Well, that could be too. That could be too. You know, Griffin, who was just hired for the Pelicans, has made the statement, is it the departure of Anthony Davis or is it he's just coming back? So that's the same thing at LSU. Are these guys just going, or does Woodward work a little magic with all of them and say, hey, listen, we're okay. Everything's on solid ground, and we'll see if going forward. Boy, if he does that, man, you talk about one heck of a guy. He might be our next governor if he does that.
I just don't think it's a coincidence that Wade gets brought back. 3 or 4 days later, Oliva's gone. I feel like there was some dissension there, and I feel like if Woodward wasn't on board with the whole Will Wade thing, he wouldn't have come to Baton Rouge in the first place. I think Will Wade's going to be here next year. I that's maybe I'm wrong, and I don't know if that's the right or wrong thing to do because I don't know all the information yet, but I do think that all these things are tied together.
Well, I'll say like Brian said, that I understand the point of view of he ties need to be cut. My son lives, my son, proud LSU graduate, 2011, and sits right there in the middle of Texas A&M people in the Woodlands, Texas, and they look at us as being kind of like funny about this, like, oh my God, did you hear what we heard on the phone? Come on, you know. So he has to answer those questions, and he made the comment that it is a little embarrassing sometimes. On the other hand, I don't know if an excuse is everybody does it, going to last forever, you know, and that's what we look at sometimes.
One of the crazy things, and this could be a whole show in and of itself, did you guys see the probation that was handed out to the little school out in California? The school escapes me. I'll get it during the commercial break and relay it back to you. They had a situation where they were giving out a little bit too much, and when I say a little bit, like a couple hundred dollars too much, to their students to get books. And they ended up self-reporting a violation. They got 3 years of probation for that.
Is that right?
So that's part of the reason why teams are so unwilling to cooperate at times, is because when you're going to have injustices like this happen, I wouldn't play ball with the NCAA either. That was shocking to me. Cut a little bit, a couple hundred dollars here and there to some guys to get some books, and you get 3 years of probation.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. You're listening to the Sports Corner brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute, but we want to remind you that ESPN 100.3 is also going to be your home to NBA postseason basketball Saturday, April 20th. Today, you can catch Denver Nuggets at the San Antonio Spurs. And then tomorrow, April 21st, Easter Sunday, you can get the Boston Celtics at the Indiana Pacers. That's game four. And then after that game, you get Golden State Warriors at the Los Angeles Clippers. That's been a fun series. Then ESPN 100.3 radio is also your home for Major League Baseball, where you get a battle of myself versus Joey D. You get my Atlanta Braves against Joey's Cleveland Indians. That will be tomorrow on Easter Sunday. The Braves are going to sweep the Indians in a two-game doubleheader today and then beat them tomorrow on Sunday Night Baseball. Let's take a quick commercial break. You're listening to The Sports Corner, brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute on ESPN 100.3 Radio.
Warm weather means baseball, but it also means swarming termites. Hi, I'm Nichols baseball coach Seth Thibodeau. When I want to strike out termites, I put the local experts Dan Foster and Billy Foster in the game. Terminex targets termites where they live and eliminates the colony. Call the local team at Terminex of Houma for a free inspection and quote on termite protection. It will be a home run.
Terminex is a proud supporter of Nichols Athletics.
El Paso Mexican Restaurant in Raceland is well known for their authentic Mexican food. Come and enjoy their delicious lunch specials and happy hour from 3 till 7 with $2 ice cold beer and 2-for-1 margaritas. Cinco de Mayo celebration is the best party on the bayou. El Paso Mexican Restaurant in Raceland will be featuring a live mariachi band for 3 days from May 3rd to May 5th. Don't miss the $2 cold beer and 2-for-1 margaritas from open to close all 3 days at El Paso Mexican Restaurant on Highway 1 in Raceland.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Let State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and Cutoff help you to simplify and get to a better state. Because with Ashley Barrios handling your home, auto, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Bailey's Tire Service is your one-stop shop auto repair center. Their goal is to satisfy customer needs that walk through the door with their selection of Cooper, Mastercraft, and Toyo tires. Bailey's Tire Service will treat your ride like their ride. So for auto repairs from oil changes, brake repairs, Bailey's Tire Service is your complete auto repair shop. Visit them online at baileystireservice.com or check them out on Facebook.
Is Golic and Wingo.
So for anybody out there in any business you're in, if you're negotiating your contract and you have others, companies maybe in that same field that are looking at you possibly as well, go for the stay bonus. What do I mean by stay bonus? Well, Lincoln Riley's contract, as Trey mentioned, is now $6 million per year. And each year when the contract ends and the next day when the next year the contract begins, he gets a stay bonus of $700,000, which is, you're staying with us for another year? Here's $700,000.
And if you make it to the magical number of 2021, they will pay him an extra $1 million if he stays at Oklahoma after that date.
It looks like nice money because it's $700,000 each year up to 2021 and then $1 million. But if he goes to the NFL, I mean, dude is going to be in the top three, top five of top paid coaches right out of the gate.
Golic and Wingo, weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Hi, I'm Brett Chesson, a certified athletic trainer and manager of Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that TGMC provides certified athletic trainers to high schools in Terrebonne Parish free of charge? The partnership between TGMC and all seven high schools in Terrebonne Parish allows student athletes to receive education, prevention, and care measures at school during practices and games. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. TGMC Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
Southeast Louisiana sports leader, ESPN, New Orleans.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
I know this one.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
I don't know if I know this version of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not Elvis.
You're listening to the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Casey Gisclair, Stan Gravois, and Coach Brian Colley. And gentlemen, I got to tell you, I am very excited for the back end of next week. And the reason for that is we have the NFL draft coming up. That's going to be an exciting time to see where all the chips fall and everything. I know from the perspective of the Saints fans, it's not quite as exciting because they've traded away a lot of their capital. But I also know this about Sean Payton and Mickey Loomis, is that if there's a poker game to be played, they're going to try to get back into it. So I'm curious to see if they have an opportunity to maybe move up or move down or do something to try to get more picks. But the question I want to bounce off of you all is, are the Arizona Cardinals going to take Kyler Murray number one, despite the height limitations, despite the fact that they picked Josh Rosen last year? It sounds like that's the direction that they're leaning. And have we changed enough as a sport to where a guy that's 5'9", 5'10", could succeed and be that franchise quarterback in the NFL?
Cliff Kingsbury thinks so. And that's all that matters, because he's a guy, you know, there. And whether it was he or not, it might be suspect. But since it is he, I think, yeah, to answer your question, yes, Kyler Murray is going to go first because he's got kind of all of it. And in the days of Michael Vick, who obviously was bigger than Kyler Murray, you know, you had that running quarterback who can roll out of the pocket and make some things happen. But you were a little concerned about accuracy with the pass and the tight windows that happen in the NFL. Well, you know, by all accounts, Kyler Murray can throw the ball in those tight windows, and Drew Brees kind of set a blueprint along with Russell Wilson of you don't have to be 6 foot four or 6 foot seven or whatever it might be. So yeah, I think he's going to go first. I don't know whether he's going to be successful. I just, listen, if I'm living in Phoenix, I'm thinking to myself, what did we do in last year's draft? I mean, yeah. What are we doing? And that would bother me, because I do think Saints fans would be bent out of shape if we had a quarterback from last year that we chose Rosen in the first round, and then we come do it again this year. So that's my only question about that.
Yo, Saints fans would go nuts.
I am with Casey too, though. You know, Thursday could be a very boring evening if you're a Saints fan, or or pump the brakes. It could be really interesting because they always make it interesting. So we'll see. I think if it's the right guy in the right situation, they may do it.
Here's one thing that I want to keep an eye on from a Saints fan's perspective as we talk about Josh Rosen. He right now, the market value for him in a trade is supposedly really cheap. I think Rosen was a victim of a very bad offensive line last year. I don't think any quarterback would have succeeded there. If I'm the Saints and I need a replacement for Drew Brees, this kid's 21, 22 years old. I can maybe get him for a third or fourth round pick. That may be something that I'm looking into if I'm high on the kid, because I really believe that last year his struggles were not very much to do with him, and he was in a very bad and toxic environment.
I'm going to defer to Mike Dettillier, who I spoke with during the week doing a little program for HGV. And when Mike spoke, he said, the one thing about Rosen is if the Cardinals are patient and they hold on, you're going to have something happen in the preseason. And somebody's going to need,
yeah.
And they know they're going to get rid of them, but when can you get your bang for the buck? And they might be holding on in that instance. And then the other thing with the Saints is Teddy Bridgewater making that decision in free agency to come back. We don't know what the thinking is long-term with Teddy Bridgewater, so it becomes a little complicated. But I thought that same thing that you, when you mentioned Rosen, I was thinking maybe this is the guy, you know, along the way. But he's not going to be in a Cardinals uniform next year. I don't think so.
And if Bridgewater for the Saints is not your answer to replace Brees, your window is closing each year to make a move.
Yeah.
So what Casey's saying, this may be the year to make that move and get your replacement for Brees. If not, when are you going to do it?
Here's the reason why I think it's great value. Is the rumored market is the Cardinals want a third for him. If Josh Rosen were in this draft, he would not last until the third round.
That is true.
So it feels like that's great value to maybe for anybody, maybe not even the Saints, just somebody else that needs a quarterback for the future to hop in there. That's something I'm going to be keeping an eye on. But LSU-wise, Devin White, mock draft here has him going number 5 to the Tampa Bay Bucks. I see Coach Collins shaking his head. I know the reason why he's shaking his head. You don't want to see him 2 times a year, do you?
Exactly.
Oh, that's going to be bad. All these linebackers for Tampa Bay and for Atlanta, it's just hard to watch because they're all LSU guys that at least – the Saints get a pass on that. They're not going to have an opportunity to get Devin White. So, at least we give them a pass on that. But there have been some guys in the past, you know, Alexander and those guys that maybe the Saints should have taken a chance on, Beckwith, those guys that you're going, but not this year. And, boy, it's going to be hard to watch Devin White playing for the Buccaneers. That's going to be tough.
Let's make them sweat a little bit more. Mock draft, NFL.com says Greedy Williams will go number 14 to the Atlanta Falcons.
Wow.
We don't need that. Let
him go. That's a great answer, yeah. Brian. We don't need that.
Let him go to the Raiders.
I agree with that. You know what? If you're a non-Saint, go to the Raiders, man. It's probably who we see the least, and you know, let it be over there. Greedy Williams, though, you know, he's a guy who has kind of slipped as far as where we thought he might go when we were in the football season in the middle of the year. It was like Greedy Williams is going here. I don't know if it's what he did at the end of that Texas A&M game or whatever it may be, slipped a little bit. And he would be the guy that I have a feeling if he had a big interception against the Saints in a game, the dome would hear from him, you know, kind of guy. Whereas, you know, Debo Jones just kind of runs it back in and, you know. Boy, that's hard to watch too, man. A guy from Jesuit who's doing that. Maybe we get the tight end from LSU down the line.
Perhaps.
That would be kind of neat.
I guess last question about the draft for you guys is position areas of need. The Saints only have three or four picks, but what are they going to look to get with those three or four picks?
Again, I defer to Mike, who said that obviously Coach Payton likes to go offense, and he did make a great analysis of the Jerry Cook. Jerry Cook's going to be there for 2 years. You know, Jerry Cook is aging just a little bit. He's going to be terrific for two years, but he's going to be there for 2 years. But you better start looking at a tight end again who could stretch the field. So that might be something that happens down the line. And you never have enough offensive linemen. You know, we'll see what happens. I heard a guy say, hey, maybe Andres Pete is that trade bait. So,
in the past, he has been. Yeah, they've tried.
And we'll see what goes forward with that.
Yeah, maybe defensive line with Sheldon Rankins. You're not sure his injury coming back. And if not, I think tight end.
So who's the first guy? This is a Mike question to me. Who's the first guy who rolls off of your tongue as the second wide receiver for the New Orleans Saints?
Right now, Teddy Ginn, I guess.
Teddy Ginn. So Teddy Ginn is not a spring chicken. And you have to look at that. And, you know, the big question, some of the guys that I work with were like, well, what is Dez Bryant doing? Is he coming back around? Is that so? Maybe a wide receiver, you know, depending on who's out there when you get to that point in the draft. The one thing about the Saints is we never know, you know, quite honestly. It's whatever they do to keep that secret, they do it well.
So, gentlemen, whatever the secret is, they better have answers right away because the schedule is out and the first month or so of the season is brutal. You open up on Monday night against the Houston Texans at home in the Dome. Then you follow that up with, okay, at Los Angeles, at Seattle, home against Dallas. Thank you very much, Joe. Tampa Bay, they're on the rebuild. At Jacksonville, at Chicago, home against Arizona, then your bye week. Those first eight games are going to be brutally tough. Especially for a team, y'all, that is not known for starting 3-0, are they? They're usually that 0-2, 0-3 type of team.
Listen, most football players are a creature of habit. So I go back to when I was a kid, and maybe Joey and I are the only ones who can relate to this. But if you thought of the Saints, the starting time was 12 noon. I mean, that's a starting time if you're a home team and you're in the NFC and you watched it always on CBS. Now it's Fox. You know, it's 12 noon. Not one of those first four games are at 12 noon. That's a little bit different for the Saints. It's either a Monday night game or it's a 3:25 start time that's on the West Coast. So it's actually not real for us because it's on the West Coast of that. It's a 3:25 start time. So it gets a little complicated and weird. But, man, those first four games are killer.
Yeah, week 2 and 3. That's tough.
The first thing I always look at whenever I break out the Saints schedule is I look towards the back end and I try to find the cold weather games. This year, there are not many. You get Seattle early. You get Chicago early. Tennessee in December, yeah, that got a chance to maybe be kind of nippy. But other than that, you're playing indoors for a lot of the second half of the season, and I think that could be big for New Orleans.
That is big.
Finish, where they finish?
At Carolina, so that's another opportunity for kind of a frosty game as well.
Yeah, but not like you mentioned, not a Chicago or a Seattle or anything like that. So, yeah, that's a great point. And Tennessee, I had the fortune of going to a game in December in Tennessee this year. So I went to see the Titans play the Jets when Elijah was playing. And it was not – it was cold, but it wasn't cold by, obviously, Finland standards or anything. So, yeah, that's a great point, Casey. I think it might be a mild end to the season weather-wise for the Saints.
Joey D., what's the Saints bye week? Is it four? Week four?
Well, you can count it as week four. One.
Oh, yeah, get out.
Yeah, it's a bye week.
It wasn't exactly a bye week last year, was it?
No, it wasn't.
No, we just we were sandbagging.
For the rest of the year?
Yeah. Okay. They had a guy on the sideline giving their plays, right?
All right.
So the Lions got them at 10 wins this year. So you guys think 10 wins for the Saints or more, above or below?
I think 10 is actually a pretty good number. I think it's going to be awfully close to that 10 and 6.
Well, Las Vegas never sets a number that's not. Yeah. They're going to make you think. There's no doubt about it.
I'm going to go over 10.
Okay.
11.
Hey, did you guys ever put any money down this year? I know we could go to Mississippi and do it. I didn't, but I really think, and I'm not a gambler by nature, but I think this year I'm going to go. It's better than me going pull a slot machine when my wife drags me over there. So I think this year I'm going to have a little fun with it.
There is nothing more fun than finding an obscure college football team, finding their over-under, placing something on it, and then either rooting for or against that team all year long.
Is that right?
I enjoy doing that very much, and I'll be doing that this summer, hopefully in Louisiana, if lawmakers cooperate in the next couple of weeks.
It won't be long. It won't be long. The whole country, I don't think it's going to be very long.
Let's take a quick commercial break. When we get back, we're going to have Assumption Boys basketball coach Derek Zosh on the line. You're listening to the Sports Corner, presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community. Community Sports Institute on ESPN 100.3 Radio.
Greg LeBlanc has the deal. Shop now online or in person at Greg LeBlanc Toyota. Our new Express store makes shopping online easier than ever. We now offer home delivery. Get the all-new 2019 Tundra TSS off-road for just $32,990. That's just $32,990 for a new off-road Tundra four-door. All Louisiana residents are welcome to participate in Greg LeBlanc Toyota's low, low prices on new Toyotas. Shop online. Shop now at GregLeBlancToyota.com and save today because Greg LeBlanc has the deals.
Model 8239, MSRP 38449, 4,000 rebate plus TTNL.
Home and Tractor would like to thank everyone who attended our John Deere Drive Green event and made it a great success. We're also announcing continued savings through April 30th on all John Deere tractors, zero-turn mowers, and Gator utility vehicles. Special discounts, ride and drive demo discounts, and special financing apply. There is no better time to buy a new John Deere. Remember, all special discounts will be available till April 30th. Home and Tractor, your locally owned John Deere dealer specializing in sales, parts, and service.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same day appointments are available on weekdays with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Golf is a four-letter word. And at Golf Tech, that four-letter word is sale. Sale. Right now, our swing evaluation and club fitting are both on sale for only $95 each. So, get your game on with stroke-saving lessons and perfectly fitted clubs at Golf Tech. Find your nearest Golf Tech at golftec.com. Visit golftec.com.
Swing better. Play better. Golf Tech.
Miss an interview? Visit the Audio Vault at ESPN1003.com.
It's the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Casey Gistler, Stan Gravois, and Coach Brian Colley. We're having a wonderful morning here, and we hope that you all are having a wonderful morning and day, and even through Easter as well. We're going to go to the phone lines right now. We have Assumption Boys basketball coach Derek Zosh on the line. Coach Zosh, good morning, man.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me, Casey.
Absolutely, my friend. It was a good season for your basketball team. Made a little run and a little noise in the postseason. Now you have a lot of those kids back, but you graduated a pretty nice senior class as well. How do you kind of put it back together and try to do it again next year?
Well, it's going to be a little bit different. Some different personnel we graduate. Some solid leadership kids like Josh Radcliffe and Marlon Robinson, Trayshawn Jupiter, and Joe Hervey. That have been with the program for a long time, but we got a good bit left, you know, coming back. But it's going to be a different type of team. I've never really had a team with two true post guys like we're going to have next year. We had two big juniors that were about 6'6" that were kind of stuck behind some of the other post guys we had because we were playing a little bit of different style. So it'll be a little bit different than what it's been in the past, you know, 9 years that I've had to run different things. But it's all about adjusting, and I've called a whole bunch of other coaches that I trust and, you know, that I take advice from and trying to put together some certain things on how we're going to work with playing two big kids like those guys are.
Coach, one of the things that I know you take a lot of pride in is getting a lot of that support in your community, and you guys do an unbelievable job of making Assumption basketball feel like something special to the folks in Napoleonville. You have big home crowds and that kick off the season almost with that big home tournament. There's a lot of excitement out there, isn't there?
Yeah, well, I think we get the program on the right track, and we've done some things in order to incorporate the alumni to get back into the program. We had a big alumni event as far as an alumni game, but it was two games, kind of an older group and a younger group, and, I mean, we had a great turnout for it. I mean, it's unbelievable how many people showed up to that thing, from old guys, young guys, people that aren't even Assumption alumni that came across, and all we got was good reviews and how they like being invited back, something maybe they hadn't done in a long time. You know, and we want to invite those guys back because they had some really solid teams in the past. We want those guys to see what we're doing now. We can bring back some of those days where Tony Clark was there and they were real successful, and when Mike Green was there and they were successful. We want those guys back as a part of the program.
So, Derek, from the standpoint of when you leave Terrebonne and you go to Assumption, you're young in general, but when you do that, did you learn things that, hey, I'm going to start this new program, I'm going to do this a little different than I did there, I'm going to do this a little different, but I'm going to keep this the same? Or was it just pretty much a smooth transition where it's you know, kids are kids and you just kind of moved on?
Yeah, well, the thing is, I learned from my mistakes. My first year, Terrebonne was the head coach. I was the head coach at 24 years old, which, to be honest, is way, that's too young to be a head coach at a 5A basketball team. And I made some mistakes. And, you know, I've even talked to those kids that I coached at that time and told them different things, like, I wish I could have did this more and could have done that. And, you know, we kind of cleaned up that program towards the end and, you know, built around some really, really quality kids and got that program on the right track before I left. It was definitely a huge learning experience. You know, a guy like Richard Jones is one of my best friends. You know, he has that job now, and we kind of work with him. Well, I kind of work with him the way Tony Clark worked with me, and some of the mistakes or things I should be doing that I didn't realize. And I didn't realize how hard this was, you know, when I first took it when I was 24 years old and I was the only, you know, basketball coach on campus. I didn't have an assistant or anything like that. Now I'm lucky enough to have Henry Hollins and Roland Moore on campus, and then another guy like Gil Vernon, who's a great skills and community guy that's just great with the kids. So I got a lot of support at Assumption High School, a little bit more than I had at Terrebonne.
Coach, how are your off-season programs going? What are some things you're getting done in the off-season?
Well, Coach, almost all of them went to play football. It's only pain right now in the weight room. You know, I only have about three, maybe four, and on, yeah, about two or three actual varsity guys working with us right now. They, you know, Tony Payne gets them in the weight room. He's got, you know, state powerlifting championships, you know, and rings to back it up. So I believe in the program that he's doing back there. And we do our basic stuff. We lift about three times a week. We do some skill work, you know, and then after school, there's been a group of about 8 to 10 of them that are football players that come in and it's just open gym and they go play. You know, I can't be in there doing any instruction, but I walk in occasionally and they're getting, you know, it's been different than what it's been in the past when I see guys just getting up and down and open run. They're actually taking it seriously, trying to play defense a different way, and they're actually, when they're in there, they're actually doing it the way we want it to be done, which is, that's important. We've taught it a couple times in seventh period, and they're actually, you know, doing something that they've been coached to do even in a pickup game after school, which is very, very impressive to me. I've never had a team do that.
Coach, Napoleonville and Thibodeau are just right across the way from one another. For your kids to watch their kids win the state championship had to almost be like a type of thing where, hey, if they could do it, why can't we?
Yeah. That was the day we got back from the break. We called them all in, even the guys that were usually at 7th period football. They all came back in, and my message was, why can't we do it? You know, they're right down the road, this homegrown kids, just the way we got. You know, we got a program going that we all on the same page. People have bought in. We don't have the attitude problems or anything like that. I said, those guys just came together. They didn't have a superstar. They had players. You know, they just played well together. I said, if we're going to commit to doing that, you got to be in here. You know, you can't just be a sometimer. I call them sometimes. You can't be in here sometimes. It's got to be all the time. You know, we put a mandate on them that all of them have to make 2,000 additional shots for the summer. They have to come in and make 2,000 extra shots after practice. You know, you got to do that extra stuff. You know, I felt like at the beginning of the year, we had kids coming in at 5 o'clock in the morning getting on the gun and getting work in. And then kind of as the season went on and went on, that kind of tapered off. And if we want to be as good as we could possibly be, we got to be committed the whole year. You know, not just sometime, not the beginning of the year, not during the season, not right after. It's got to be a whole year thing.
So a two-step question. One, are you finished with your schedule for next year? And two, what's your philosophy on your scheduling when you go through the process?
Well, I'm really big into PowerPoints being a math teacher, so I kind of got a lot of it figured out. But, yeah, the schedule's done. We're leaving one opening just because we like to have that opening just to, in case we get to go to Smoothie King Center to play somebody. And since the Pels don't have the schedule out, we're not able to do that yet, but I always hold that one extra spot for, you know, anybody that's available to play at that time. As far as scheduling, we beefed it up. I know a lot of coaches will come on and say they really beefed up their schedule and things like that, but I think we took some of the – we had some bad wins last year, and no discredit to the programs at, you know, a Berwick or a French Settlement or a Covenant Christian, but those were wins that hurt us. You know, we didn't particularly have a bad loss, but we set ourselves up. We were going to play everybody that's 5A around here. And, you know, get bonus points for being a 4A team. So I don't think there's a 5A team, you know, within, you know, 60 miles that had we not playing, we go into Baton Rouge to play a lot of those that across Sunshine Bridge and all the ones on the Bayou District. So and making sure we get those while still going to, like, Barb and play Peabody and going to Walker's tournament, maybe catch Walker or Madison Prep or EA or whoever. So enough to where we still got some in there that's really going to challenge us, and we should be, because, I mean, it's a group full of, you know, seniors and a couple of juniors. So
PowerPoint-wise, is it important, in your opinion, to play teams where you can get wins or to play these teams that are going to give you that have a lot of wins?
Coach, we've talked about that before, and the new formula, you got to win. You got to get some games that you can win. But teams in and out every year, you never know who's going to be, you know, tough. You got, you know, a terrible team won 8 games 2 years ago, and won 18 this year. So you never are. Edie White won 7 the year before, and they went 25. So you can kind of go around it and try to figure out what you got and play some games that you think you can win. But you still got to show up. Like, we went to East Iberville tournament thinking we were going to blow out a team in Tara who only won 5 or 6 games and ended up, you know, beating us in a game I didn't think we should have lost. But they, you know, I didn't think of them as a playoff team going into the year, but they ended up sneaking in, I think, to the playoffs also. But you try to get you as far as making sure you play the 5A's if you're a lower seed like us, like 4 or 3A, and then kind of base around there with a whole bunch of guys that you think are going to be above average and take care of your business.
Coach, you have a luxury in that you have Jaden Tyler coming back. Yeah. And one of the things that was so crazy to see is, man, when he gets on a roll, that basket just becomes the size of the entire gym, and he just doesn't miss from anywhere.
No, he's special. I said it last year this freshman year. I told Devon Gaino, Didi, coached in at Terrebonne for 4 years. I said, dude, he's just as good as you. It's just going to take a little time. Y'all have the same skill set. I said, it's just going to take some time. And I didn't expect Jaden to grow up to be, you know, 6 foot now. You know, Jaden has grown maybe 3 inches since the start of the school year. He's 6 foot, and he's above the rim now, and he can do so many things. And he's such a slasher. But, I mean, when his shot's going, he's getting to the basket. He's tough. He's going to be special around here. As soon as he gets out, you know, this summer and gets to play on the circuit, he'll blow up, I'm sure.
That sounds like a winner. Coach, thanks so much for the time, and enjoy the rest of your holiday, all right?
All right. Thank you.
There's Assumption boys basketball coach Derek Zush. And look, I hate to bring back bad memories for you, but one of those games where Tyler went off was against South Lafourche. He is an unbelievable talent, and there's nothing you could do to take it away from him, because he's going to shoot from half court, you know, 7-8 feet behind the three-point line, and it's going to go in all the same.
Well, you hate bringing up these bad memories. Why are you smiling and asking the question?
Listen, when y'all voted to play 2 games in district or to play 1 game in district, was it a blind vote, or did y'all discuss it? Because I'm curious, was it unanimous that you guys decided to do it?
It was not unanimous.
A lot of debate.
We discussed it, and myself and Coach Zush were the ones against playing 2 rounds. We wanted to keep it 1 round. And it was decided we're going to play 2 rounds, so we're going to go with the majority, and we're going to play the 2 rounds, but it was discussed.
So your thoughts on playing just playing 1 time in the district was so that you can open up some spots because of PowerPoint rankings,
right,
more or
exactly.
less?
Exactly. That's the only reason for PowerPoints. It gives you the opportunity to go out and schedule different games. Like with Coach Zush, he talked about scheduling these 5A teams. It gives you a little bit more leeway to go and schedule these 5A teams to get them extra power points. And, a couple years ago discussing, I was very adamant about it. I wanted to play the 2 rounds because scheduling-wise would be a little difficult for us in our location. Then it changed after playing that 1 round that 1 year. I kind of liked it and gives you more leeway in scheduling.
As you're saying it, I'm just realizing, because the IQ is not high here, that it's a situation where if you're playing everybody in your district twice, their games are a wash for you too.
Yep.
Because if it's Ellender and South Terrebonne that you're playing, and those two teams play each other, you're going to win one, but you're going to lose one at the same time. So, and when I say one, I'm hypothetically. Yeah, I get it now. Why it makes such a difference. So, yeah, I'm glad that was explained
a little
bit. And
that's what Coach Terrebonne was speaking about earlier, playing the 5A schools, that when they start their district, they're in the same boat. They're playing each other, and it you lose chances to get these power points by playing all of these local 5A schools.
That makes sense.
The reason why this changed was there was 1 year that Vanderbilt boys and South Terrebonne boys both won like 2 and 3 games the entire season. And everybody in the district said, we got to play these teams twice. It's killing our playoff seeding. And I think that some of the coaches have kind of lost that long-term memory of, you know, hey, maybe it may be that way again 1 year where it's a down cycle, but there's a team that's up in the district that's going to really take a beating by this. And I think one of the things that is lost in the one round, two round argument is if you want to play somebody twice, just play them twice.
Yeah, no joke. That's a great. Coach Zush hit it on the head, too. You don't know what a team's going to be like from year to year. If you think they're going to be up and you want PowerPoint rankings, play them the next year. So, actually, I went into today talking about this, not knowing, but obviously it makes a lot of sense.
And I'll schedule this year. We up in our schedule, if you will, where we're going to play some better teams, opponents. And, again, you don't know what's going to happen. And I really didn't look, because I don't understand the PowerPoint system as much as we did the previous system. Mm-hmm. And so I just scheduled with different teams trying to upgrade our schedule as much as I could. And like Coach said, regardless, end of the day, you got to win.
Listen, at the beginning of the year, we have media day, so all the coaches come through, and Casey Yell are there a lot whenever, you know, it's on radio and such too. But the coach will come through and will say, what's your philosophy on coaching related to PowerPoint rankings? And they all say, I'll play a tough schedule. And they all go out, and I think to myself, you know what? I'm going to look at my own team first and decide what I'm about, because yeah. I'm not going to let – if I'm going to be all 13- and 14-year-olds, I'm not going to go get my brains bashed in every Tuesday, Thursday, whatever the case may be in the schedule. I have to know a little bit about me, so I think that's a misnomer, because most coaches are going to say, oh, I play a tough schedule to do well in the PowerPoint rankings.
Good example of that, South Lafourche baseball coach Rav's making that schedule. He said, man, we lost a lot. I'm going to make a little bit of an easier schedule at the beginning to win and get some confidence. So it does work both ways.
And listen, the perfect scenario is it's a little bit easier, but you're still playing a program that's traditionally good, but they might be down a little bit, so to speak. Yeah. But you know they're still going to help you out. I can remember when this all first started and I was still coaching related to football. If you played a lot of the teams, quite honestly, from the New Orleans area who were not in the Catholic League, you could play them, and they would lose a lot of their non-district games. But when they got in district, they started wiping everybody out. So you knew you were getting those wins. So, yeah, it's a calculation now, and it's a shame. But then again, I do remember when I first started coaching that if you won your district, you played around the area. If you were in second place, you played John Curtis all the time. So, you know, it that's not good.
Selfishly, as a broadcaster, the thing that I like the most about the plan for one round coming up was that you guys were going to do a district tournament, because from a sports writer perspective, that would have been exciting as heck to see a single elimination tournament for all the marbles. That would have been fun to see.
And Coach Zush worked his tail off getting a district tournament end of the year kind of organized in case we would go to one round to have this district tournament.
That would be awesome.
At the end of the year.
That was the plan, yeah.
Yeah, and with one round, we could have had that district tournament at the end of the year, and it would have rotated. Different, he had it all set up where, you know, different schools would host different games and stuff where, again, money makers for each school. And
just didn't happen?
No, with the going to two rounds now, just you couldn't do it.
Let me say this last thing, because I had to answer this question the whole week, 2 weeks ago. If you win your district or your co-district champions and you are below that cutoff, so obviously in the classifications it's 32, in the divisions, it's 16, usually. It's 16. If you're below that, but you won your district, you're still going to be in the playoffs, because people couldn't understand how Homer Christian in softball, who was seeded like 20-21, got into the playoffs. Well, they bumped somebody out because they were in that top 16. So, you know, being a district champion still matters. It just doesn't matter like it used to.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And speaking of those things, we're going to talk about some baseball seedings in the next segment here. You're listening to the Sports Corner, brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. We're going to let you know a rundown of where some of the locals may be falling here in the baseball bracket in the next segment on ESPN 100.3 Radio.
You women have heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me...
Hi folks, Chris Morales again with Barker Mazda. Spring is here and it's time for you to spring into action. Tell us what you want and we will deliver. Want excitement? Come see the all-new 2019 Mazda 3. This car is one of the most eye-catching, exhilarating, and safest vehicles on the road today. Want power? Come drive the all-new 2019 Mazda CX-5. Available with Mazda SkyActiv-G 2.5T engine. With 250 horsepower, this engine gets you moving. Want comfort? Come check out the all-new 2019 Mazda CX-9. The perfect vehicle for the family with seating for 7. Maybe you're wanting a phenomenal deal. Come save on a new 2018 Mazda 3 hatchback or a new 2018 Mazda CX-9. Take $4,000 $4,000 off the MSRP. That's $4,000 off. Plus, this month, you'll receive 2 years of complimentary maintenance on every new Mazda purchase. So come spring forward and get your new Mazda at Barker Mazda. Give us a call today at 1-800-256-2737 or check us out on the web at BarkerMazda.com. Barker Mazda, located in Victory Auto Corner with St. Charles meets West Tunnel Boulevard in Houma. Must take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 4/30/19. See dealer for complete details.
Come on!
Listen up. Do you have an old mobile home? Get $10,000 for it in trade equity. Trade it. Remove it. Replace it. HOMA's best program. Call 985-872-2850 if that old trailer house has got to go. Only at HOMA's Clayton Homes. Remember, HOMA's best trade-in program. Call now, 985-872-2850, or check them out on Facebook. So get rid of that old mobile home and get $10,000 for it. HOMA's Clayton Homes.
Megan here with Vision Communications. Have you checked out Vision's Lightwave TV yet? With Lightwave TV, you get a more modern interactive program guide, better search features, true multi-room DVR, access to new channels, and so much more. Upgrade to Lightwave TV today and pay only $65 a month. That's only $65 a month and includes two set-top boxes and DVR service. Call today for offer details and to learn more about Lightwave TV. A better way to watch. From Vision Communications, bringing you a better vision.
When you're sick, you want to be close to home. World-class medicine doesn't require a trip to the city because the best care is close to home at Thibodeau Regional. We're continually adding new services, and our team of physicians has grown to more than 250.
That's a lot of doctors.
More doctors, more services, treating more conditions.
And keeping more families healthy.
World-class medicine, right here, close to home at Thibodeau Regional.
Hey, it's Golic. Keep it on 100.3 FM, your 24-hour sports station, ESPN New Orleans.
In 2 hours, Coach Colin and I will be at Eddie Blanchard Field for the final regular season game of the South Coosh baseball schedule. They're taking on Bell Chase at 2 o'clock today. Game that will be right here on 1600 AM KLEB and also ESPN 100.3 radio.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I just, okay. I'm breaking on the
news
run.
Here on the air.
You're breaking
on
news.
The run.
Here and locally, we've got a bunch of teams that are going to be going to the state baseball playoffs in Class 5A. Terrebonne will be what it looks like, number 31 seed kind of thing. They got a big win over HL Bourgeois. That was a playoff game for both of those teams, all things considered. Looks like they're going to be maybe taking on a Sam Houston or a Barb in the first round. So that'll be a tough task. But Terrebonne looks like they'll be the lone local representative in Class 5A. In Class 4A, we've got a couple of teams that will likely be hosting in the first round. South Terrebonne, they're locked. They're going to be hosting. They're at number 10 seed. Maybe could fluctuate a little bit. There are still some games being played today. That's why we can't tell you officially how this is all going to shake out. South Lafourche is number 16 right now. With a win against Bell Chase, they can maybe jump a spot or two. But the one good piece of news for the Tarpons is that North DeSoto lost yesterday. So a loss against Bell Chase likely will not drop the Tarpons to number 17. Whew. Why that's significant is because 16 is the cutoff point for hosting in the first round. So it looks like the Tarpons will be at home in the first round regardless of what happens today.
4A is so important. We talked about it early in the show. It's a one situation where it's one game in that first round, and I was about to make comment that it could be a one and done, so I don't want to put the jinx on anybody, but man, if you got an ace coming up from, say, a North DeSoto or whatever, it really scares you. What you want the added advantage of playing at home. I think that's huge when you're playing on only one game.
I think that, and I don't want to speak for anybody here, but Coach Barba may want to keep his eyes to our YouTube channel today because Bell Chase is 24. If they beat South Lafourche today, they may be 23. South Terrebonne's number 10. That may be a possible first-round matchup.
Listen, his two that he mentioned was kind of neat that you guys are playing Bell Chase, so he's going to keep his eye on that. And the other one was Franklinton, that if he has to play Franklinton, CCA has played Franklinton, and there's a little commonality where he'll know a little bit about them. Now, if a team like Buckeye comes in or something like that, then, you know, it's blind baseball.
Division 2, E.D. White's number 6 in the state.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You could be 27-1 and be number 6. Looks like they're going to be taking on number 11, St. Michael, in a best-of-three series. That ought to be some fun baseball. And then we talked to Coach G earlier in the show. It's more than likely going to be Vanderbilt and De La Salle. Who's going to be home? Maybe still yet to be decided. It looks like De La Salle is going to host that series. Those two teams played once during the season, Vanderbilt getting a one-run win. But as Coach G was telling us early in the show, that should be two and maybe even three really good ball games between those clubs.
So if we jump the gun just a little bit and assume that E.D. White can win their series and Vanderbilt can win their series, and listen, nothing's a given. It's at best two out of three. Sure. They're going to be playing a little bit later in the week because there is no quote-unquote first round for these guys. Then you're talking about maybe Terling's Catholic for E.D. White. God, you should be rewarded for 27-1 a whole lot better than that. For Vanderbilt Catholic, it looks like either a St. Thomas More or a University Lab. So baseball gets really good after the first round in Division II. How Vanderbilt didn't move any for the last 3 weeks, and they went basically 18-2 to finish off the season, and how E.D. White drops down as far as they drop down with the 27-1 record, that's pretty amazing.
That's unheard of. 27-1, and you were a six seed.
And look, gentlemen, it's not like the teams above them have lost 2 and 3 games. We're talking 7 losses, 8 losses. It's crazy.
Yeah, minimum of 6. Yeah. Now, listen, we also have to say, of those teams, University Lab is a 3A team, Loyola Prep is a 3A team, Parkview Baptist is a 3A team, and they are not being apples to apples in relation to the points that those teams are getting related to E.D. White. So that makes it a little different. I would say that Coach Constant and the Cardinals have a little bit of a gripe going into the playoffs.
And some people may be saying, well, why? What's the big deal? It is a huge deal.
Yes.
Where you are seeded 6 compared if you were in the top 4, yes, which would guarantee you these home games.
We saw how important that was last year.
Yes,
sorry, Stan.
It's
in the top 4, you're assured of being at home all the way through to Sulphur. If you're below that top 4, you're not. You know, you may have a game or a series, now that they're playing series in some of these divisions and classifications, you may have to go on the road right before Sulphur where you never would have had to before that. And trust me, kids who enjoy their own pitching mound and things like that, it makes a huge difference.
27-1, and got to travel.
And those best-of-3 game series, this is not like the NBA where game 1 and 2 is at one place, and all 3 games are on the road if
that's
you're on
right.
the road.
So some of them are doubleheader, too. So yeah,
that's very tough. In Division 4, Covenant Christian Academy will be at home in the opening round, at least likely even beyond that. They're the number 3 seed right now. They look like they're going to be taking on Ascension Christian. Don't know much about Ascension
Christian.
That
could be tough.
I was about to say, I do know they're 18-7. They're a good club. Covenant Christian's been playing really well. But, man, Division 4 has a lot of powerhouse programs in that side.
They definitely do. When you look at Ouachita Christian and Ascension Catholic has just been great in everything sports-wise. Yeah, I would say that Covenant Christian's going to have a tough first round no matter what. They do play St. Martin's today, actually, a game getting first pitch in a few minutes.
That is unbelievable to think, y'all, that we are, it feels like just yesterday we were preparing for the Jamboree, and now we are already talking about the end of high school baseball. I have no idea where the time went, but man, this 2018-2019 athletic year was a lot of fun.
It flew by. I agree, and that's not just a cliche talking about that. I don't know where it went. Right when the sun's coming out, and yeah, obviously it's a little cool this morning, it's time to get out and enjoy baseball, and it's playoff time.
So a reminder that you could catch some NBA basketball later today here on the network. You have the Denver Nuggets and the San Antonio Spurs, and also a reminder tomorrow, you catch the Boston Celtics and Indiana Pacers, and then right after that, Golden State and the Clippers. Tomorrow, Easter Sunday night, Atlanta Braves against the Cleveland Indians. That's MLB baseball. It's Joey Diaz-Claffin. Want to thank our coaches for joining us today, G. Cassard, Randy Terrible, and Derek Zush. Also want to thank Randy Brown, wonderful young lady, for spending some time with us. And thanks to you guys joining us on the show. Thanks to everybody for listening. Joey D for pushing the buttons. I speak for everybody here. You guys have a wonderful holiday, a very happy Easter. Spend some time with family. Enjoy this beautiful sunshine that we've been blessed with. You guys, thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.
stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Let State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and Cutoff help you to simplify and get to a better state. Because with Ashley Barrios handling your home, auto, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Want more from your bank? Open a Cajun Pride checking account at State Bank and Trust Company and enjoy the benefits. Unlimited check writing, overdraft protection, online banking, mobile banking, debit card, ID theft assistance, safe deposit box discounts, prescription drug discounts, shopping, travel, entertainment discounts, and much more. Call or come in for more information about applicable fees and terms. State Bank and Trust Company. Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. State Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. Baldwin filters, and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430, or check them out on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Brittany LaBeouf, a certified athletic trainer for Terrebonne General Medical Center's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that we've given over 4,000 baseline concussion tests to student athletes in Terrebonne Parish at no charge? A baseline concussion test allows the athlete to get back to their sport in the safest manner possible. TGMC's certified athletic trainers supervise the return to play protocol at each high school once the physician releases the athlete back to activity. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.